Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Look, if you want to freak people out in a horror movie, then have the kid be the one that sees spirits, not the adults, right?
Uh-huh.
Kristen is heading in that direction.
Okay, so this is all for all the parents out there. If you've ever had a kid say something to you that just freaked you out, whether it comes, like, whether it's in the form of spirits or past lives, ghost, you name it, 1-855-BURT-SHOW, 855-237-8746. Because what happened was, there I was at Sweet Peach getting a wax with my legs in the air, okay?
That's where the spirits come from.
So I'm not even exaggerating. So I'm there getting my wax and it's time to do the backside. And normally I flip over, right? And you spread the cheeks, but instead she just had me throw my legs in the air. And I'm like, well, this is neat. Okay.
Hi, not her first day. No. That's a veteran.
And we had been sitting there chatting the whole entire time as I'm getting my Brazilian. And she was talking. She has a 9-year-old daughter. I was telling her about my son, what I was doing that weekend. I mean, she like knew my whole life story. And then as I'm sitting there holding my legs in the air, she says her nine-year-old daughter said verbatim, "Mom, out of all the past lives I've had, you're the best mom."
Uh-oh. I'll stop you in your tracks.
Uh-huh. So out of 9 years old, to her mom, just having a conversation, out of all the past lives I've had, you're by far my best mom.
Now, at 9 years old, that's very different than a kid saying that at like 4 years old.
True. But still, what 9-year-old knows about past lives?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. I mean, they know about Pokemon. But what do they know about past lives?
It sounds like my 3-year-old. I told you guys one day, she was watching me put on makeup. And she goes, "I used to wear makeup." And I said, oh really? When? She goes, "When I was a mom, I had a son." And I was like, okay, all right, we're going to go ahead and stop this conversation. She does weird things like that. She was in the bathtub the other day, staring at the shower curtain, acting like she was listening. And I'm like, what are you looking at? And she started to tell me, stops, looks back to the spot, and goes, "I changed my mind." And then she was laying on the changing table, staring at the ceiling, again, looking like she was listening to someone. And I was like, what are you looking at? And she goes, nothing. And so just because I'm a paranoid person, I go, "Did they tell you not to tell me about them?" And she said, "Yes." And that's when I said, led to the conversation. I said, "If anybody ever tells you not to tell mommy or daddy about you, that's not a good person."
Even if they're not in the room and they're not a real person.
Yeah. And then I went in the room later and I kicked them out verbally.
Hey, Megan, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for joining the convo. What you got?
I have a gonna be 3-year-old, but in October, so he's about a little over 2. He was our great sleeper, always slept in his crib. And all of a sudden he started screaming in the middle of the night. We'd go in and comfort him and get him calmed back down. And then he started during the day telling us about this old man in his crib. And we're like, what? And he'd be like, "There's an old man in my crib." And so we started like, we didn't really feed into it. But then he started getting more and more detailed. He'd be like, "He has white hair." And then he'd be like, "He touched my face." And then he would take us in there and show us where he would sit in the crib, which was like on the north end of the crib. And he'd always sleep against the south end. And so he got to the point he wouldn't even get in his crib anymore. He'd just scream. And then we'd put another bed in there, and I would lay in this twin-size bed, and we'd look at his crib, and he'd talk about the man still. So we finally just got rid of the crib, and the man, he hasn't mentioned the man since then.
Okay. So you kept your son, got rid of the other.
Somebody had to go.
Yeah, somebody had to go. That crib wasn't big enough for everybody. Tony, good morning. When did your kid freak you out?
Good morning. He was 4 years old at the time, and he was drawing in my room with me, and he got up in the middle of drawing out of the blue and just turned to me and said, "Mom, I died." And I was like, "What?" He said, "Yeah, I died. I got shot in the back." And I was like, "By who?" And he said, "The police." And I was like, "Okay." And he just turned back around and started drawing like nothing even happened.
What?
Have you heard those stories of kids who have said that they've died in past lives and maybe have a birthmark or somewhere where they said they did, but then were able to lead police to the location of where they died, and upon investigation, there was a body there?
Mm-hmm. It's that's funny good. That you're mentioning a birthmark, because that's what Abby's Gabby here is about to tell us. Hey, Gabby.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Yes, so my son was 6 years old, and we were just driving the car, just having a conversation, and he tells me, yeah, in my past life, I had an accident on the highway, and that's how I died, and that's how I got the birthmarks that he has on his face. So he has two on his face. He has one on his nose, and he has one on the top of his forehead between, like, his hairline and his actual forehead. And I'm like, that's so weird, because I've heard that before. Like, wherever your birthmark is, that's where you got injured in your past life. But I never really gave it any attention, because mine is kind of on my buttock area. So I'm like, how did I die from that?
That's a story you don't want told. I don't think.
Snake bite to the butt.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know what it was, but it was so weird just hearing him say that.
Yeah.
It was so weird.
And they have more credibility because they're kids.
Yeah.
It comes from an adult, you're like, shut up, you're drunk.
You're jaded. Yes, you're
The Bird Show.